What do you do to get ready to give blood?
Well, we want you to eat a good meal before you come to donate blood. We want you to hydrate yourself, so drink lots of water. Orange juice is something great to drink as well because it has vitamin C in it, which helps your body to absorb iron. But definitely eat a good meal, drink plenty of fluids, get a good night's sleep the night before.
All right. And Jennifer there just kind of mentioned this, the vitamin C, because it helps with iron.
Mm-hmm.
And because anemia and iron, lack of iron, is that the number one door blocker when it comes to people giving blood? Very often you hear this because of some level of anemia.
Yeah. So typically if someone is deferred from donating, the iron issue is the biggest reason why. So there's things you can do to prepare yourself, though, to raise your iron level. Like I said, drinking orange juice is one of them. Eating foods that are rich in iron. A good steak the night before.
Not drinking iced tea.
Right.
Leaches the iron system if you're on the margins there.
Right. Yep.
Helps you there as well. The other thing is, very often people say, I really don't like needles.
Yes.
How do you get people through the funnel on that?
Well,
I don't like needles. I should mention this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think too many people do like needles. But unfortunately, you know, there are hospital patients that are sick and they have a needle stuck in them all the time. So, right. You know, to be able to give up about 5 to 10 minutes of your time, if you're healthy, to have a needle in your arm, you know, that's helping save lives. And, you know, if a hospital patient can do it, we should all that are healthy should be able to do it.
Right. Getting a good phlebotomist that knows what they're doing always helps too.
Exactly.
Right, which you guys have some highly trained professionals when it comes to this. Once upon a time, a unit of blood was a unit of blood. It's not that way anymore. We are smarter now. We have more ways of using blood expanders. We use components of blood. I think that's one of the more, because what made me think of it is when you said, look, somebody is sick and they've got that needle in their arm for weeks and days. Can you handle 5 or 10 minutes? Well, think of it that in that same context, if you give one unit, how many people are you helping?
Well, you can help up to 3 people. The unit of blood can be separated into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma, and those 3 components can go to 3 different individuals. Cancer patients are the number one users of platelet products, and they tend to have to get regular platelet transfusions when they're going through chemotherapy treatments. So, you know, that's we all know someone with cancer or who's fought cancer, and that's one person you're helping when you donate blood as a cancer patient.
The upcoming River Radio Blood Drive, what's our locations this year?
We will be at the University Mall in Carbondale, the Walmart in Marion, Heron Hospital, the VFW Hall in Murfreesboro, and the VFW Hall in DuQuoin.
Starting
at 1 o'clock.
You get anything free when you come by besides a cookie?
You do. We have long sleeve gray t-shirts this year that are really nice. So everyone who attempts to donate will get one of them.
Yeah, they got little holes right there where your elbows are on the top so they can get in quicker with a needle. the idea that, you know, during the holiday season, people get consumed with what we're doing in a time-starved world, and at the same time realizing things, well, I think I saw a figure from Homeland Security that I think 49 million people or something obscene were going to be flying. You think that's flying, how many people behind the wheel? And that's one of the reasons where we have this kind of, I'm not going to say desperate, but a little tighter. And we had a tight year when it came to blood supplies. You know it just as well as anybody else. Where we went a period through earlier this year where they were putting off elective surgeries and everything else, saying we've got a problem with blood supply. Well, the same thing happens in December.
Yeah. So historically around the holiday seasons, we see fewer of our regular donors coming out because they are traveling or getting ready for the holidays and they just don't have the time to come out and donate. And like you said, more people are traveling more than any, I think, this year. And we see more accidents on the roads, which can tend to lead to needing more blood products at the hospital. And unfortunately, hospital patients don't get a break for the holidays. And so we definitely need to make sure that blood is available over the holiday season. So this blood drive on Friday comes at a perfect time, right before Christmas, right before New Year's, when we're going to really need it.
So keep this in mind. If you'd like to donate blood, you're helping someone else. Great Christmas gift, if you want to think of it that way. But, you know, we are seeing something change in the world right now. I was wrong. It was 46 million they're expecting. I knew I had the number here. I want to look that up so I didn't mislead people. We're looking at a period of time where we really are doing some incredible things. This new, and I'm watching this in particular because of the military freeze-dried blood. Have you been reading it? I know you have.
I've heard a little bit about it. I think we talked about it.
Right. And yeah. they've deployed this now in the field because it's blood is a product that has a shelf life, which is another one of the issues. So imagine that if we can perfect this system, which apparently the military has done, where you can have blood, it just add water. Really kind of an amazing thing when you think about it, how that's going to be done or how it's already been done. Like I said, it's saved a lot of people's lives on the battlefield already. If we had a more long-term storage capacity and then match that with some giving, we could really grow this system. What made me kind of think about that is the additional pressure that's put on the system because we use this for treatment, not just emergencies. And you talked about the cancer patients and realizing that so much of that is done now that I think people may not understand that when you see people maybe pictured as having chemotherapy or something hooked up to, that's not necessarily chemo. There's other issues here with these red blood cells.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many patients that need it. I think a lot of people think of just maybe accident victims that need it. But yeah, you're right. Cancer patients, someone that's been burned badly might need a plasma transfusion. There's some children who have autoimmune diseases that need regular blood transfusion. So there's just, it doesn't matter what age you are, there's a wide variety of people that need it. And the Red Cross actually needs to collect 13,000 pints of blood every single day to make sure we have enough blood in the country to maintain an adequate blood supply. So if you think of it on that level, it's definitely needed.
And we've seen changes to help accommodate people. Once upon a time, you got a tattoo? No. You're 16? No. There's been some changes. You're over X number age? No. A lot of those rules have changed over the years, and people may not be aware of it, like the 16-year-olds being able to give blood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So 16-year-olds in the state of Illinois can donate blood with a parental consent form signed. We do have those on our website, redcrossblood.org, or they can pick one up at the blood drive. And there's no upper age cutoff. As long as you're not on, you know, certain medications like a blood thinner that would prevent you from donating, you can come in and donate.
Oh, I forgot about that. There are medications that prohibit that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Antibiotics is the main one. So if you're on an antibiotic the day of the blood drive, we unfortunately won't be able to let you donate. But the tattoo law has changed. Anyone who's gotten a tattoo in a regulated tattoo parlor, they can donate.
Licensed tattoo parlor.
Yes, licensed. So when the state of Illinois now regulates, you know, all the tattoo parlors. So
well. They are the tattoo parlors, and then there's guys who do tattoos in the garage in the back, too.
Yeah, well, and those would be deferred for a year, unfortunately.
Right. After you've given blood, how long before you can give again?
Someone can donate whole blood every 56 days, so about every 2 months.
All right, so keep this in mind. One of the other items when it comes to facilitating this is you can set an appointment and reduce your time. The people at Red Cross have always been highly conscious that this is a time issue for many people. It's not that they're, like me, needle phobic. It's that I got things going on. I want to help, but and I don't have an hour.
Yep. So you can go to redcrossblood.org/rapidpass the day of your blood or the day of the blood drive, and you can complete your health history questions online. That way, it's saving you about 15 minutes of your time when you come to the blood drive. So that's definitely reduced some wait time for people. The actual donation process takes about 5 to 10 minutes. You get some cookies and drink some juice, and you're on your way.
5 to 10 minutes. Not bad at all. So keep that in mind. This is coming up on what day?
Friday. This Friday, the 21st.
Starting at 11?
At 1 p.m. 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Yes. I'll get these down eventually.
You're good.
All right. So keep that in mind that that's coming up. You also get a mini physical.
Yes. So whenever our staff take you back into the health history process, they will check your blood pressure, your temperature, your pulse, your iron level. And so, yes, you do get a free mini physical when you come in.
Yeah. And they take a look at your blood and say, ooh, we see something here.
Yes.
Right? I know I was at the University Mall with Vivian Ugent. Remember her?
Yes.
One of my favorite people on the planet without exception. She would be at the mall and people would be walking by shopping. She'd just go out and grab them by the arm and come in here. Let me.
Yeah.
She really had a way about her, right?
She did. Yes, she did.
And so I'm sitting there with her, and they're starting to do my mini physical, and they go, you should go to the hospital. Do you have time now? Oh, not really. So that's one of those things. It always comes to mind. They're going, you really need to go see somebody.
Oh, gosh.
That's one of the good ones. I'm still here, though, so apparently it worked out. So keep that in mind. That starts at 1 o'clock this Friday, continues until 6 o'clock at?
at the University Mall in Carbondale, the Walmart in Marion, Heron Hospital, the VFW Hall in Murfreesboro, and the VFW Hall in DuQuoin.